When Jesus and his disciples had come near Jerusalem, Jesus sent two disciples to fetch a donkey. He said,
"If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' Let the children come to me." No, let the donkey come to me first. Aha. Oh, look at you.
A large crowd spread palms on the road and shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna."
Morning, don't we? Who do we have here? Jesus! Is that the funniest looking donkey you've ever seen? I think maybe next year the disciples can do a little bit better, but we give thanks to Jackson the donkey for being here. But before we head off to Sunday school, I'm going to invite you to come forward and allow Jesus to bless you. Have you guys ever been blessed by Jesus? Some say yes and some say no. But to bless Jesus, and if you brought your offerings, you can drop them on the jar on the way, and then you're going to head out this way to meet your Sunday school teachers in the back. And so are we ready, Jesus?
We are ready.
We are ready. So if you guys want to kind of line up, and you'll be able to come to Jesus, and he will bless you, and then you're going to head out that way, okay? You can take your palm branches with you. That is your gift from the church. All right.
Let the children come to me, and if any want to enter the kingdom of God, they must first become like these children. May God bless each and every one of you to know that you are a child of God.
Oh,
12 disciples, who is called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said,
"What will you give me by betraying me?"
They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. It was time for celebrating Passover. The disciples asked Jesus,
"What would you like us to do to prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
"Go into the city to a certain man and tell them, 'The teacher says, my time is near, and I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" "Truly, one of you will betray me."
"Surely not I, Lord."
"Surely not I, Lord."
"The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. And although it is written so for the Son of Man, woe be to that who betrays the Son of Man. And it would have been better had that one not have been born."
"Surely not I, Rabbi."
"You have said so. Take and eat. For this is my body, broken for you. And drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. You will all desert me."
"Not I."
"Not I."
"Nor I."
"Nor I."
"This very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times.
"Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you."
"Nor I."
"Nor I."
"Nor I."
Thank you.
asks his disciples to go with him to Gethsemane.
Remain here and stay awake with me. My Father, please let this cup pass from me, yet not my will, but thine. Could you not stay awake with me for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not face the time of trial. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, let your will be done. My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. Come, let us go. My betrayer is at hand.
The one that I kiss, that is the man. Arrest him.
Put your sword back into its place. Do you think I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me 12 legions of angels? But if it is so, then how will the scriptures be fulfilled?
Jesus is brought to the high priest's house for questioning.
This fellow said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.
Have you no answer? He has blasphemed. Wait, no. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
You say so, but I tell you from this moment on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming onto the clouds of heaven.
He has blasphemed. What is your verdict?
He deserves death. Prophecy to us, you Messiah.
You were with Jesus the Galilean.
I do not know that man.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
He was with Jesus of Nazareth.
I don't know that man.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Certainly, you are also one of them. Your accent betrays you.
I said, I do not know that man.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Judas is feeling repentant for what he has done. He goes to the temple to pray and tries to give the silver pieces as an offering.
I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.
What is that to us? See to it yourself.
Judas went and hanged himself.
It is not lawful to put this money in the treasury, since it is blood money.
The priest used the money to buy the potter's field as a place to buy foreigners. Now Jesus stood before Pilate, the governor. There was a large crowd outside.
Are you Jesus, the one who is called the Messiah?
You say so.
Do you not hear all of the accusations being raised against you?
It was the custom of the governor to release a prisoner for the crowd. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas.
Who would you like me to release?
Barabbas.
Barabbas. Release Barabbas.
Then what shall I do with the one who is Jesus, called the Messiah? Why? What evil has he done?
Pilate ordered Jesus to be flogged. Then he was turned over to the crowd to be crucified.
Thank you.
The soldiers stripped Jesus and put a scarlet robe on him. They twisted thorns into a crown and put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they stripped him and cast lots for his clothes.
Eloi! Eloi! Lema sabachthani!
Jesus was taken to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, and hung on a cross. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." The two thieves were crucified with him, one each side. The people mocked him. The one thief taunted him likewise. The other repented. At noon, darkness came over the whole land. About 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out,
"Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani!"
Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and breathed his last. The earth shook and the rocks were split. Many women were also there looking on from a distance. That evening, a rich man named Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own tomb. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. The chief priests remind Pilate that Jesus said he would rise again after 3 days. Pilate then commanded that the tomb be made secure until the third day, so that his body could not be stolen, and no claim could be made by his disciples that he had risen. Pilate ordered that a guard be placed by the tomb.